This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. The Midwest has been hit by a series of devastating tornadoes and severe thunderstorms over the past couple of days. Dozens of people are dead, and the threat continues for the next few days in the central part of the country and the lower Mississippi Valley. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Storm Prediction Center logged over 80 tornadoes yesterday alone. Join the conversation. If you've ever survived a tornado, picked up the pieces afterwards, give us a phone call. 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK, the email address, TOTN@NPR.org. Joining us now from NOAA is Joe Schaefer. He's director of the Storm Prediction Center. Thanks very much for being with us.
Glad to be here, Neil.
Why was there such a large number of tornadoes?
This was a extremely large, slow-moving weather system that is crossing the country ever so slowly. And when weather systems move slow, it allows the atmosphere to recover from previous thunderstorms so that it can have multiple storms developing over the same place.
80 in one day. It sounds like that should be some kind of a record.
Oh, that's pushing it. The record, as far as we know, was in 1974, when we had, I think it was about 120 tornadoes, but this was a huge tornado outbreak. We typically have outbreaks like this about once every year or two, and this was the one, unfortunately.
Are we getting better at predicting these ahead of time and giving people early warning to get out of the way?
Yeah, we're getting better at predicting them. This storm, the one yesterday, we saw the system setting up back on Thursday. So we had a long-range forecast out from Thursday through Sunday when the storms actually hit. The unfortunate part is that as we get better and better at forecasting these things, people start relying more and more on us and forgetting to look at the sky and take actions themselves. So, you know, we can forecast the big, strong tornadoes. The weak ones, we've still got a ways to go.
How bad were these particular series of storms? And I guess in explaining that, you should explain to us a little bit about the Fujita scale.
Yeah, the Fujita scale is a way of looking at damage and estimating how strong tornadoes were. Essentially, the top number is an F5, and an F5 tornado will totally take a house off of its foundation. So you just have raw concrete. It goes down, an F3 will take the roof off, and an F0 does nothing but minor damage. So the preliminary indication yesterday was at least the storm that hit Kansas City, Missouri, was an F3. We're sending a team of engineers and meteorologists to examine it to come up with a better estimate of what it was.
Is it hard, as you were talking earlier, that people are listening more to forecasts and not looking at the sky? Is it hard to get them to evacuate to their storm cellars?
It's harder to get them to evacuate if there's not a real warning. If there's not a warning out. A warning out. We had one case 2 years ago. There was a severe thunderstorm warning out. The gentleman in West Kansas, his wife said, "We better go to the cellar," and he said, "Well, when I hear the sirens blow, I'll go." And he stood there, and a tornado killed the man. And that's because he was depending more on the system and not really watching what he could see. So, you know, we're doing the best we can. We're getting better at it, but we're not perfect, and the public has to Also, pay attention, and if something looks threatening, they better get away.
Here's a good email we got from Sally Tarasoff. As a Nebraskan, my sympathies are with all of the folks. Please discuss the impressive readiness of that part of the country, i.e. spotters, county preparedness efforts, early warning, and sirens, which you just mentioned. We have annual citywide drills in Nebraska. Not everyone else does, though. Why not?
Yeah, that's one of the questions. And, you know, along a historic tornado alley, Oklahoma through Nebraska, it's easy to get people's attention because they understand and they're familiar with what tornadoes can do. Is you get further away from the area most frequented by tornadoes, it's harder to get people's attention. You know, tornadoes happen in Nebraska, Oklahoma, Kansas. They don't happen here in Tennessee. So it's one of those we have to get people's attention that they understand there is a risk to them, and that they become involved watching the weather and paying attention to watches and warnings.
Let's get listeners involved. Tom joins us now from Gillette, Wyoming.
Yes, how you doing, Neil?
All right.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
In 1967, I was a senior graduating high school, and a little town 45 miles away was hit with a tornado called Keosauqua, Iowa, and it was devastating. All the typical things that you see, straws through shingles and on and on and on. But what was most interesting, later that summer, I was working on a farm 3 or 4 miles further, so we'd be out to at least 47 miles, and in the field, I found a checkbook that was from Keosauqua, Iowa, earlier that April.
Good Lord.
So, you know, they can carry stuff for a long way, and the best thing to do is, as the gentleman said, keep your eye on the sky and use some common sense, because they're absolutely awesome.
Joe Schaefer, are those kinds of experiences that unusual?
For strong tornadoes, that's really not unusual. It's always striking when you find something like that. There was a tornado in Wisconsin back about 5 years ago that they actually found checks in Indiana. So, you know, these things get up into the upper-level jet stream, and they just go for hundreds of miles, and it's amazing when you hear things like that.
Tom, thanks very much.
You bet. Thank you.
What about the situation now, Joe Schaefer? Is the likelihood of there being more of these storms in the immediate future?
Yeah, Neil, it looks like we're going to be in for a siege of this stuff. We're outlooking a high-risk area today across southern Arkansas, northern Louisiana, northern Mississippi, and just getting into Alabama. And it looks like there's good chance of some strong tornadoes in that area today. Weaker chance all the way up to through Indiana, eastern Ohio. So the whole part of the country from Arkansas to almost the Appalachians looks, and, you know, south of the lakes looks threatened, and it looks like we could have another repeat tomorrow and even the next day.
Here's an email we got from Rebecca Anderson in Mission, South Dakota. I've lived in South Dakota for about 10 years now and saw my first tornado yesterday. Usually when the sirens go off, I take shelter without ever having seen the tornado. But when the sirens went off yesterday, I looked out the window and saw the twister already touching down east of town. I would like to remind people that there is a very good reason for the sirens and the National Weather Service warnings. Please don't ignore them or assume you're safe because you're in town. Take shelter immediately. And a question from Mary Zins in Miami. What's the distribution of wind speeds, and how does it compare to hurricanes in a tornado?
That's a great question. Wind speeds on a Category 5 tornado are someplace in the vicinity of 300 miles an hour, which is 2 to 3 times stronger than a hurricane. But the difference is, so therefore, a tornado packs a lot more punch, but since it is relatively small to a hurricane, the chances of getting hit by a tornado are much less. You know, a hurricane can threaten and have impact over half the state of Florida at once, whereas a tornado is going to be, you know, a mile wide and maybe 50, 60 miles long for a strong tornado. So they're more dangerous, but because they cover such a small area, they're harder to forecast, and a given individual is probably at less risk.
Joe Schaefer, thanks very much.
Nice talking to you, sir.
Joe Schaefer, director of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Storm Prediction Center, joining us from Norman, Oklahoma. NPR will continue its coverage on the tornadoes that hit the central United States. Plus, a new municipal council was elected today in Mosul, Iraq's largest northern city. You can hear both those stories later on NPR's All Things Considered. Right now, you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.